Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's the former IDF intelligence officer. And we wanted to talk about how effective Israel's strategy is in Tehran. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, good morning. How are you?
Personally, I'm okay. Nationally?
Yeah. This morning was a very hectic morning.
Yes, we had hits in Soroka Hospital in Beersheba. And the building which was hit was evacuated yesterday. Exactly because of this reason. And as much as I understand, and I hope also that there is no casualties with people. So, yeah.
Mm. Do you think something like this that happened this morning has the potential to change the course of the war or Israel's strategy with regard to Iran?
On the contrary, what the Iranians did actually encourages Israel to continue the campaign against the Iranian regime in order to destroy both its nuclear program and its missile program. And the missile, we definitely see it every day here in Israel, but they hit usually civil targets, while Israel restricts itself to military targets in Iran. But this is a result of the fact that Israel controls the air of Iran. Israel and any other country can do to Iran whatever they like because there is no air defense in Iran. Israel took care of all the air defense systems which they had. And they don't even understand that they lost the battle. Because once you lose the air, your enemy can do to you whatever he wants. And this is actually the situation today in Iran. However, the mullahs, for them, the casualties, they don't count them, as they didn't count the casualties in the 80s when they were fighting Saddam Hussein between 1980 and 1988. So from their point of view, more or less like Gaza, Israel can kill as many Iranians as Israel wants, as long as Israel doesn't get rid of the regime. Right. This is why they are hiding under the ground, including Khamenei.
And are they able to? I mean, there's a lot of talk about him. Should they get rid of him? Shouldn't they get rid of him? What is likely to happen?
What with the regime issue?
Yes.
I have no idea because the Iranian people actually were given on a silver platter the opportunity to get rid of the mullahs. Today, the mullahs are in their weakest point since 1979 when they took power in Iran. Mm. And if they Iranian citizens who are all oppressed and coerced by the regime, if they don't take advantage of this point, which Israel gave them on a silver platter, God help them.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about the USA?
We actually don't know because all the preparations are being done in order to attack Iran. Airplanes, warships, and other kinds of forces are coming to this place. And I had a question. And Trump also approved the plans to attack Iran, yet he didn't give the order to implement all these plans. And we are waiting for the American decision. Mm. The key issue which we want them to participate in the war is that somebody should take care of the nuclear facility in a place named Fordo.
Mm.
This facility is used to enrich uranium, but it is, like, as much as I read in the media, 800 meters under the mountain. And apparently Israel has no kind of a bomb which can penetrate this mountain above the target. Something else to be done here. So either Israel will do it in a different way rather than the airstrike, or the Americans, who own big bombs, and when I say big here is a bomb named BGU-57, which weighs like 14 tons. This bomb, if it is thrown on the target in a clever way, can do something. Yet, apparently Israel will do something else with a different style.
All right. And obviously this has a tremendous impact on which direction this war is going to go. There was a lot of talk yesterday as well about aeroplanes leaving Tehran with government on board. Have we had confirmation, or do we know further about that?
Well, this is a report which came like 3 days ago, but I keep getting reports from Iraq, mm-hmm. especially the town of Karbala, saying that many officials actually drove to Iraq, the neighboring country, in order to find asylum in Karbala, in one of the holy cities for the Shi'i Islam. So if people in Iraq have already noticed this influx of Iranian officials, it means that this is real. They say that they come with suitcases, apparently with clothes, but factually could be with money, cash money, which they stole through the years from the Iranian government.
Amazing. It is just incredible to watch this whole thing unfold. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. That's where we leave it. We'll be back after this.